want to get the swine flu, don't go get the swine flu vaccine.
There's one little word that could save your health. Just say no. Say no to the vaccine.
And if the doctor says he'll make him take it himself, just say no.
Say no to the vaccine.
There's one little word that could save your health. Just say no.
Say no to the vaccine.
And if the farmer says he'll make him take it himself, just say no.
Say no to the vaccine.
I don't need your prescription. I ain't got no affliction. Corporate pharmaceuticals hit me with politicians. Put them on prescription. That should be our own decision. Whether we want spending on vaccines or health and education. Soon they enlist the general populace. They're adding to the list. Pharmaceutical benefits. Yo, Alexa Finland, Glasgow Smith Klein, Hoffman, Legend Fine. Still ain't seen your disease. Mac, how crop and better swine. Depopulation linked with holding vaccines. Rather let a...
This is What's Ailing America, and today's show we're going to talk about, are you a decedent? In other words, are you dead? With my special guest, Dr. Peter Goslin, and it's going to get very interesting. There's many things that are happening, and different minions are taking off their masks, and we have to find out who's telling us what we need to know. And Dr. Goslin has a lot of important information, and we're going to be talking about that. But I'm going to abbreviate my usual introduction, talking about, you know, what's ailing America, because what's ailing America is so massive, I will never run out of answers to that question for the rest of my life. And that's a problem. We have to get to the root of the problem, and, of course, that's the psychopathic Jews causing all the different problems in our world today. And I just want to encourage you to go to my website, drcarly.com, or even better, reversingvaccineinduceddiseases.com. Click on the link to the diagrams I have created, which explain the entire cause of all diseases. I have developed a protocol to reverse all diseases, which is why I am under attack myself. And, of course, the bottom line is people have to be willing to face reality. Yesterday on OrionTalkRadio.com, I did what will probably be one of my most important shows. And you can access it by going to the lightofdayradioshow.com. Click on Dr. Carly Archives. Two mothers called in to talk about what happened to their children when they got vaccinated. One of them is dead. One of them has had bilateral amputations of their lower legs. They cut off all of the child's fingers and his nose. Okay? And they're trying to, you know, say that these mothers are wacko because they made an analogy to the vaccines and in terms of the damage to their children. This is why I do what I do. I am so sickened by this. The psychopaths that are causing all these diseases are causing such harm and devastation, there are no words. And then they try to charge these parents with murder. They murdered their children because they took them to the pediatrician to get the vaccine in the first place. People, wake up or die. We'll be right back after these messages. Back to Sailing America. And our answer or our question today is, are you decedent, i.e., are you dead? With my special guest, Dr. Peter Goslin. But before I bring him on, I just want to encourage all of you to go to drcarly.com and reversingvaccineinduceddiseases.com to check out, you know, how the vaccinations are killing you. And this is a very important thing you have to realize. I had a show yesterday on OrionTalkRadio.com, probably one of my most important shows, where two mothers called in one of which was her child was killed within 12 hours of vaccination, and now the police are deciding if they are going to charge her with murder. Another mother, whose child, after 10 days of getting an H1N1 vaccine that killed 30 children, was eventually put in a situation where her child was in the ICU. His legs had to be cut off. His fingers had to be cut off. His nose had to be cut off. And the vaccine connection is being, you know, basically ignored. People, you better wake up. You have to listen to this show. Go to the lightofdayradioshow.com and click on the Dr. Carly archives and listen to the show from yesterday. Because, you see, I get calls like this constantly. But the mothers or whoever's calling are usually too afraid to speak in public. These moms were not. And if you can listen to these shows and bring your child to the pediatrician killers, then you deserve what you're going to get. So please do check out those shows, because it's getting very interesting how it all works out. And next week on RBN, I will be having the best, most amazing investigative journalist, Christina England from the UK, and a police officer, Sergeant Savage, that she has discovered, who are going to be discussing how they actually protect the vaccine manufacturers when it's obvious that a death has been caused by vaccines. They blame the parents. That's what they do. You don't only lose your child, but you end up in jail, prosecuted for murder. Welcome to hell, okay? And all the rest of you that are doing nothing, continue to do nothing, because you are going to be affected eventually in some way, shape, or form. And if you actually have no problem with what's going on, I hope you're getting your flu vaccines. Okay, I have to mention, please support Republic Broadcasting Network if you appreciate the shows that are broadcast here. Although I also have to say, I get an email today from Mary Pope, one love, peace, and joy at gmail.com, and she's letting me know that my days are numbered on republicbroadcasting.com, and they're just playing with me. So I don't know what that's about, but, you know, I report the news. That's what I do. Okay. Lastly, I just want to mention that if you don't have any way to protect yourself from the biological warfare agents, I suggest you go to reversingvaccineinduceddiseases.com. Click on the link section. Learn about the silver lungs, generator that you can obtain for yourself to protect yourself. Myself, I actually chopped off half my finger with the mandolin, you know, basically chopping vegetables, and that deficit has been reversed by putting colloidal silver gel on my finger. And I've obtained that from Silver Lung. So, you know, find out natural ways to reverse your diseases or allow yourself to be killed, whatever you want to do. That's the bottom line. Okay. I would now like to bring on my guest, Dr. Peter Goslin. Dr. Goslin, he served 10 years as a Navy Corpsman doctor with the Marine Corps from 1978-1988, which initially was a red flag for me because actually the Navy has the most black of the black ops that you could possibly imagine. But I have been conversing with Dr. Goslin, and I realize he's a truth seeker, and he's telling the truth. He's got some really good stuff, and he's going to talk about that on today's show. He spent the last 25 years pulling back the curtain on all the incestuous ties to all the corporations that are binding Americans. He's effectively researched the statutes at large, as well as the Code of Federal Regulations, as well as negotiable instrument laws, to get clarity on how all this information ties us together to effectively bind up people's estates. I'm not even going to read all the rest of the stuff. The bottom line is, he sent me a link to a very important YouTube video. Change is on the horizon, and the most important part is part two, and this is critical. I've been watching this. I can't find any fault with anything that's in that, because of course they mention the Jew connection, and that's like a test as far as I'm concerned. This Mary Pope, you know, you talk about Jews, all of a sudden you're a hate monger. In this video, they talk about the history, and it's very accurate. Change is on the horizon, YouTube, part two. Start with that. That's very important. And, you know, we have no hope. If we can't find the truth, if we can't figure out who is the monster, where is the problem? We have a tree of evil. We can, you know, go against the branches and the leaves, and that's going to get us nowhere. We have to go against the root of the tree of evil. And Dr. Goslin, as for my research on what he sent me, is basically, you know, on that path. And that's what we have to embrace. It's not pretty, people. Nobody wants to know this stuff. And you have to face reality in order to get on board with the solution. So let me encourage you, all of you, to call in at 800-313-9443. After the second hour, when I'm speaking with Dr. Peter, to make your comments or ask your questions, because, you know, all of us are inquiring. It's a need-to-know thing. And if you contribute to the conversation, that's appreciated. But I want to give him the opportunity to get out his information, which is massive. He's gone a different, well, he has many similarities to me as, in terms of going down the FDA and vaccine, you know, paths to get to the genocide, but he's gone to other levels, which I have not gone to, and that's why I want to give him an opportunity to educate you as to what's going on. So that's very important. And if you're on the line, Dr. Peter Goslin, I would like you to come on and say hello.
Hello, folks. Welcome to your paradigm shift, because this is where it's going to start. It's beautiful. Hey, and, Doc, I did want to just touch for 2 seconds on the vaccine issue, because they were pushing that sham back in 76, the swine flu vaccine. And this is the irony, because after extensive research on that specific issue, I was really impressed to find out that there was hundreds of deaths, multiple people getting Guillain-Barré syndrome, and then they said, well, if we go this flu route again down the road, we're going to have to decommission ourselves from created liability, and that's exactly what they've done to date. Now, instead of you having the liability, I mean, you have the liability, and talk about the liability like you're talking about this young lady who they want to prosecute for murder, but it was their poison that killed the child. You got to love how they reverse their positions on this garbage yet, because people willingly take these flu vaccines. You have the liability. You die, you go to the boneyard, it's on you, and that's the way they've created the new incestuous laws to Big Pharma so they can protect their phone.
But the best answer I could come up with from Dr. Gosselin's information is you are a decedent. And I strongly suggest you go to a YouTube video, Changes on the Horizon, which he sent to me. There's three parts, but part two is the most important part. And as I was watching this, I was like, thank you. This is total true information. They mentioned the Jew aspect of the whole thing, the Rothschilds, etc. And, you know, people have to learn this stuff. And when I did my show yesterday with these two moms, one of whom's child was killed by vaccines, one of whom's child has no legs, had all his fingers cut off and his nose, and then the vaccine provider refused to admit that the vaccines caused the problem. It's really ugly, Dr. Peter. People have a problem facing this, and I really respect you. When I first heard from you that you were actually working for the Navy/Marines, that was kind of a red flag for me, because I know that's where black ops live. But the work that you've done, you know, has proven to me that you are a real guy doing the right thing. And your information in terms of how we've been enslaved is mind-boggling. So I want to just let you go, you know, talk about whatever you want to talk about. But I want to encourage people to access that YouTube, Changes on the Horizon. Start with part two. It is so amazing. And it's great. People that are doing these things to wake up humanity. Unfortunately, most of humanity is mind-controlled and can't even process information because they've been damaged by vaccines, fluoride, aspartame. The list is endless.
Yep. Anyways, doctor, this decedent thing was sort of great to me for many, many years. I wasn't aware how the sleight of hand had taken place until I started digging into even the IRS code. They tell you everything. I actually sent you a little attachment that you could run through. They talk about subsection 6209 under their tax classifications and codes. Under tax class 5, it's ironic that W-2s, W-4s, and 1099s are not income tax forms at all. They're estate and gift tax forms. And so I found that out about 10 years ago, and I said, well, that's sort of weird. I said, I wonder how that works. And I had the capacity to write off to the Treasury Inspector General in reference to this and saying, well, how does one become liable for an estate and gift tax? So it sort of put off some bells in my head, and I decided I wanted inquiring minds want to know. So I wrote off to somebody at the top of the pecking order because I'm not the shy, quiet type, and I wanted to know, you know. And they never responded, at least not in the capacity for truth, which they never do anyways. I knew I wasn't going to get any truth, but here's some irony for you. This is back in March of 2003 when I wrote this letter. And then, ironically, a month later, you couldn't find this subsection 6209 under the IRS code ever again. That's all right. I saved it to my hard drive. It works real good. So this is what they do when we uncover stuff. They go and hide it. So I knew I was on to something, and I knew it was I didn't know how deep the rabbit hole went on the decedent issue until I started looking further, and like in all the 50 states, they have revocation of death on their books. As far as these, they basically, it starts with our birth certificate bond, and that's where it all starts. They actually claim title to the child, i.e., as like a bastard child, because it's got daddy's name off to the left of the birth certificate. Mommy's name is different than daddy's because she's coming in under her maiden name, thereby successfully separating the mother and father, and the child becomes part of the estate for the bastard state because they're born in a publicly funded hospital. And, yeah, like the digits on my birth certificate bond are 106-60-5403, and those numbers are representative of the fact that 106 stands for the state of Connecticut, an estate, and 60 was the year I was born, and 5,403 represented that I was the 5,403rd child born in that state that year.
Let me just say that you sent me that birth certificate. I have it in front of me.
Yep.
So everything he's saying is true. And people, this is so amazing that basically you're born, and then as soon as you're born, you're classified as a dead person. You know, you have to have a certain sense of humor, black humor, to even, you know, incorporate these ideas into your minds. This is so sick. But that whole YouTube that he talked about, and I thank you for sending that to me, Dr. Peter. Change,
yes, ma'am.
Is on the horizon. Part two. Check it out on YouTube. It tells you everything. And we have to face reality if we're going to free ourselves from the monsters. Okay,
yep.
I hear the music. We're going to break. And stay tuned. We'll be back after these messages. We are back with What's Ailing America, where our answer today is you are a decedent. Hello, with my special guest, Dr. Peter Goslin. And I have to admit that when he first contacted me, after all the minions that have contacted me over the last 15 years, when he told me he was an ex-military doctor, there were red flags flying. Let me just say that. He worked for the Navy, and, of course, the Navy, in terms of black ops, is on the top of the food chain. But based on what he sent me, I'm thinking that this guy is really trying to give people information that they need to know, and that's why I'm having him on my show. And I want to encourage all of you, like I said, to go to the YouTube video, Changes on the Horizon, especially part two, and watch that. What I'm doing now in terms of, you know, trying to separate who's who in the zoo, if people will not talk about what the Jews are doing, then that's a red flag. But this YouTube talks about the Rothschilds and everything they've done. Everything I've seen from watching it is very accurate, actually. And this is what we have to face in terms of why are we in the position that we are. Our country is so corrupt, it's unbelievable. And, you know, we have people on the Democratic and Republican side, flying their flags. It makes me want to throw up. But in fact, if we can face reality and realize why we are in this position, that is how we are going to free ourselves. And one of the most important things that you have documented, Dr. Peter Goslin, is in regards to us being a decedent. This is mind-boggling. We are dead, okay? That's how they're controlling us, is by making us dead. Please tell the listeners how we became dead.
Well, basically, they classified everybody as a franchisee under the corporation, so they had to, only the corporation can interact with other like corporations, i.e. like entities. So when they create the birth certificate bond, they create the all caps name, thereby taking you out of your Christian appellation, so to speak, and they remove you into their system of records via the birth certificate bond. And matter of fact, when we were talking about that, like I told you, I didn't even know I had one that existed until 9 months ago. I had heard, but I didn't. I never got a copy, so I was able to actually get it. And if you read that, you blow it up, it says on the bottom, and it's that beautiful bond paper around the rim, and it says American Banknote Company. Well, that allows them to interface. They put that down at 55 Water Street, the Department Trust Corporation, so they can start trading securities in your name. So it's that's, you know, like if you were following that video, they talk about 1933 when they integrated us all. They took us off the gold and silver standard, and they had to find a way to get the good faith and credit of the American people through hypothecation. So everything that moves in this economy, in this system of records under fiat, is through hypothecation. And what that means is when you put your signature on a document, that's what's hypothecating the note to create the instrument in securities. If anybody's ever dug into the negotiable instruments laws, it's all parallels exactly. That's sort of where I tie the knot up a little bit as far as figuring out the negotiable instruments laws, because it all has a direct effect. So that gave me a lot more clarity when I was able to dig into that. But, so everything we're finding that is hypothecation. And like you say, the whole system's corrupt, but the court system is probably the most corrupt. And that's
right.
They really, everybody's drafted for performance in their system of records, and so they want to get a game. And basically, when they say drafted for performance, you answer up to the fiction name in the courts. They don't tell you this. And it is compartmentalized because a lot of the lower echelon doesn't know the truth on what they're a party to. Because it's only the head judges that really actually know, and the clerks of the courts, who I actually found some manuals this past couple weeks on how they operate administratively on processing these bonds. I knew there had to be something else that I was missing, so I was researching under the Uniform Bonding Code, because it always comes back to these bonds. But it's just all it is paper. It's hypothecation for the fiat money system, and they're making piles behind closed doors, and they get you to come in and play, and you didn't know that they created this persona, this fiction, this dead entity. I have an excellent 14-page document. They can get that at privatist.me website for free. It's a 14-page document that explains specifically the birth certificate securitization scam in 14 pages that'll pretty much pull back the curtain and blow most people away. It's sort of the same parallel as this Changes on the Horizon Part 2. It's a follow the bouncing ball, and that's what I loved about Changes on the Horizon Part 2, because it's a history lesson. And it's a
okay, hold on.
Sure.
I want you to repeat that website with the .com or whatever,
.me. That's privatist, P-R-I-V-A-T-I-S, .me. And we put it's a private site for private members. It's free. They just have to log in and get their little dealy, and they can go on to the pages with the educational page, the videos, the audios, stuff we're speaking of that nobody else is speaking of and bringing to the foray, so to speak. And I can prove everything I say. Like on the birth certificate bonds, they got one on there from Louisiana with the red digits on it, because a lot of people, even though you show them the truth, they're still in the land of denial. They go into that cognitive dissonance mode and just say, well, it just can't be true. Well, if I mention it, then it's true, and I can show you in black and white on paper. It's ironic that in their own code of records, it says if you sign anything in black pen, black ink, you're considered a decedent as well. I mean, so they're not hiding this stuff. We just didn't know where to look to find out how all this stuff ties in.
Right. But my main focus on this, and I've been talking about this for years, I've had many people try to, you know, help me become a sovereign, quote-unquote, going to the court. They refuse to accept my documents and things of that nature.
Right.
This is the most important thing, in my opinion, that we have to use to help protect us from these monsters. And that is, if they are using fraud, if we are experiencing fraud upon the court, fraud upon the citizens, whatever, if we can nullify it based on their fraud, then their contracts are mute. And that's what I don't understand. Why can't we use their fraud as a way to extricate ourselves from this, from the, you know, documents that they've created to make us a sovereign whatever? I don't even know what term to use. Scapegoats, people to be used upon. We're dead as soon as we're born, as long as we sign along with them. That's an ultimate fraud. What can we do to, you know, reverse that situation?
I'm glad you asked, because that's my next topic that I've been digging in very, very deeply on the bond issue. Because all these people, what they don't realize when they go to court and they give, it's all appearance. That's all it is. It's a smoke and mirror show. So if the judge says, you're guilty, not guilty, nolo contendere, you just traverse into their system of records by opening your mouth. They call it creating a controversy. I mean, you can't make this stuff up. These people are the most nefarious ones as far as keeping everybody binded up and not knowing what's really going on, but it's really just about the bonds. It doesn't matter, civil, criminal, or otherwise. It's just about drafting the bonds for performance. So I'm actually creating a process as we speak right now because I like doing stuff like this, and I'm going to create a new chasm for the EC, because every case that they bring into that court, they're supposed to have bonded with their bond, not yours. But they got your bond because you didn't realize that they were supposed to have a bond for that constructive trust, that case. And every case is considered a constructive trust. So I am creating a catch-22 paradigm for those in the courts. Because at any given time before a case goes to finality before the judge, you have the right to come through the side door and go deal with the one who brought the charge and settle the account. Because it's all about the fiat. It's all about the beneficial interest. And I had a girl do that in Mississippi back about 2 months ago, and they were running like little cockroaches in the room when the light came on. She was asking to settle the account. They started running for cover. And matter of fact, when she said there's been a fraud upon the court, and I guess I'm going to have to start charges, they threw the case out and never want to see her back in that court ever again. Go figure. Because they've been caught with their hand in the cookie jar with these bonds.
The problem is, and I have gone through this myself, is that judges are immune even if corrupt, malicious, or incompetent. That is the law in the United States. What do you do to overcome that hurdle? Because even if they do what they're doing, you know, occasionally they'll let somebody win. But right. In most cases, they're like laughing behind the scenes saying, yeah, this is what we're doing. And try to do something about it. It's very analogable to everything they're doing with vaccines and all the rest of it. They're killing us. They're destroying our environment. There's nothing we can do about it. They have all their ducks in a row, and occasionally they'll let somebody win. But in most cases, they're actually just going forward with their agenda.
Right.
And that's the problem. That's what really hurts me. And I don't know if you heard my show yesterday with these two moms, one of which her child was killed by vaccines, another of which was given meningitis and then had to have the child's legs chopped off and the fingers chopped off and the nose chopped off, and they refused to admit what's going on. Basically, the protectionism that's been put forward for the Zionist monsters who are causing all these problems, that's our problem, because they control everything.
Right. Well, like I say, what I do is I remove the controversy by wanting to go in before it goes to the judge. If you wait till you get to the judge, you're too late. He's going to steamroll you because it's tricks for kids' hours in those courts. They are black magic courts, like I was saying before, ecclesiastical law courts. And when you walk in, you give over jurisdiction. So in order not to create the jurisdictional issue, a good debtor always pays his debts. Well, by going to settle the account, that's what you're doing. It's like going, there's a controversy, and you're removing the controversy by going to settle the account. You're not supposed to know this, and that's why I've created a new platform for people to settle their issues. You never wait till you get to the judge, or you're screwed. So I never ever tell anybody to go see the man in the black dress because you've already given over. But if you can go before that, which I had Deatra do from Mississippi, 30 minutes later, she's walking out the door. They never want to see her again. Here's the irony, Dr. Carly. The DA actually called her about an hour later and said to her, hey, sweetheart, it was nothing personal. It was just about the money. He got off the dime and actually said the truth. What he was worried about, he was covering his six. That's your backside for military jargon. He was covering his backside. He was trying to get a pulse on her to see if she was going to actually file charges because he knew that the case he brought to the court was a fraud. Every case is a fraud. It's all a constructive trust when it starts, and if they didn't put their bond, i.e. their hazard bond from the risk management office, on the case, they're flying without a net and they're full unlimited commercial liability, which is not good for them. In other words, they are liable. So that's why they have set up this USA Inc. as a limited liability corporation. But like I say, everybody's missing the big picture. Yeah, you don't want to go and argue in them courts. You have no capacity to. You're still considered a decedent, but you do have the capacity to settle the account. If they want the money, we're going to go give them the money. Problem is, when you bring your blank bond paperwork that they've already got filled out in the back room to show them the reference points, they really get nervous because they know that they're caught with their hand in your cookie jar. So, yeah, it's all about being we've been the decedent all this time, and what they're doing is they're using our res, i.e. our energy. That's what resident, when they call you a resident for a state, they're using the first three letters as res, and that's what binds you up to be in commerce with another like entity called this fiction system, and that's all it is one fiction interfacing with another. Well, when you go through the side door to settle the account, you're going as a live man. It's a different story. And that's why they get real nervous, because they know they're caught, and they would rather throw the case out than deal with the issue to settle the account. So that's a good thing. So here I'm trying to create a remedy across the land that I'll be posting on my site once I get the administrative documents done. And people, I'm not a lawyer. I don't give legal advice. This is what I would do, and that's all I say. That's what I share. You want an attorney? Yeah, they want you to hire one because he becomes the mouthpiece on your behalf because you're considered a decedent, an incompetent, not able to handle your own matters forthwith. That's how they actually classify you under the definition.
And I have to say that I love that you are so similar to me. You're a doctor. You
right.
saw certain things. But then you brought it to the next level in terms of the legal crap that's going on.
Yep.
And that you're educating people. That's what we have to do, is educate people. You are a citizen as far as you believe. You give birth. You get the Social Security number and the birth certificate. And then you're dead. You become a decedent.
Yep.
And then they can do whatever they want to do to you. I mean, this is like such sci-fi stuff. Most people
yep.
can't wrap their head around it. So I so respect you for doing what you're doing. And where are you going to post this knowledge once you have all the information?
I will be opening up the door to that portal on privatist.me. And like I say, everybody that signs up is a private member, so they agree to all the terms and conditions, which is you're not giving your firstborn. They already stole your birthright anyway. So it's for private members, and I created for that. So because if you don't make a private place to take people, then they consider you're in the public, and they'll shut your website down.
Exactly. Welcome to hell. Okay. We'll be back after these messages. Stay tuned. And we're back with What's Ailing America, where answer today is you are a decedent. That may shock some of you. You are dead, according to the Governmente. And I'm so grateful to have on the line my special guest, Dr. Peter Goslin. And please explain to the listeners more information so that they can realize how they are dead. I've been telling people for a long time, if you love your children, have a home birth, no social security number, no birth certificate, it's time for you to basically make your child outside the auspices of the corrupt federal government. But what you have done in your research, it's pretty scary stuff. And as I know, people would rather just, you know, watch the movies and drink their cold ones and not face reality. But we have to face reality because the reality that's in front of us is the reason that we are having all the problems we're having. And if we don't develop a backbone and confront what's in front of us, we're dead. That's my message to my listeners.
Yep.
Go ahead.
Yeah. As a matter of fact, I just put the birth certificate scam PDF document in your Skype, so it's downloadable for your purview. It's a very simple read. It's pretty short. It's succinct, but it really ties in all the loose ends, so your mind gets clarity on how they affected this thing. And you know, there's really nothing new in Rome. This has been going on for 2,000 years, literally. In Rome, they burned down the cities, and anybody that didn't come back, they considered it abandoned property, or they were dead, and then that allowed Rome to move forward to extricate their properties from them. No different than the system that people are now in through these adhesion contracts. And I've read really a guy named Mercier has put together excellent documents on adhesion contracts. He takes you to the deep end, though. I just try and keep it simple. So, but it is like your birth certificate, what starts there, and then they get the social card, and that completes another step in the process, bringing you as part of the chattel estate. And take a look at the word estate. It is all about trust law. It is all about the estate. Yeah, it's ironic that you have 50 states. They just failed to put the E on the front of it. Because if they would have put an E on the front of it, then everybody would have known it was about the estates. So they won't put it on the birth certificate, but they will file it in the IRS code under 6209, under W-2s, W-4s, 1099s, being estate and gift tax forms, not income tax forms. So they've played their hand, but it's taken us to get to here to tie in all these loose ends to get some clarity of thought on how this is all transpired. So,
well, let me mention, not to mention the fact of the importance of Puerto Rico. This is not just like a other welfare thing or whatever. Puerto Rico is very important in this, and you
right.
need to go to that YouTube and check that out, because they talk about what Puerto Rico's involvement is. It is very, very obvious we've been hoodwinked. Okay, there's music. We'll be right back after these messages. Stay tuned to learn more about what you don't know. You're dead. You're decedent. Joke's on you. I mean, can't make this stuff up. We'll be right back.